3 years after an avalanche severed Juneau from its main source of low-cost power, the capital city remains the international example of conservation. How residents conserved is the subject of an article in the latest edition of the journal Energy Policy. KTOO's Rosemary Alexander talked with co-author Wayne Leedy.
I would guess that most people remember April 16th, 2008.
An avalanche so large it was considered a 100-year event knocked out a mile and a half of the Snettisham transmission line and towers. While Alaska Electric Light and Power was turning on diesel generators, Juneau was turning out the lights. Wayne Leedy says the crisis
prompted the quickest and the greatest reduction in electricity consumption that has ever occurred in the absence of blackout.
Leedy co-authored a study based on a post-avalanche survey in Juneau, his hometown. At the time, he was studying at the University of California, Davis, under scientist Ellen Meyer, an international expert on energy conservation, who came here during the crisis to provide technical advice. Meyer and Leedy launched the survey about 9 months later.
The Juneau experience is extreme, is unique.
Within days after the avalanche, energy demand dropped more than 25%. It was not a supply crisis. Leedy calls it a price crisis. Diesel generation is far more expensive than hydroelectricity, and at the time, fuel was more than $4 a gallon. Residents were told that rates would go up 500%. There were plenty of anecdotes about stores running out of energy-saving light bulbs and clotheslines, but no hard data. Leedy and Meyer wanted to document specific actions residents took and how long they conserved once hydro was reconnected, which was 47 days after the avalanche. On January 12, 2009, sliding snow slammed into the Snettisham line again. AEL&P went back on diesel. The hydro disruption lasted 21 days. On February 1st, the survey hit the internet. The researchers received 539 responses, geographically proportionate to the Mendenhall Valley downtown in Douglas, but skewed toward homeowners and well-educated women.
We observed basically the formation of new habits.
Leedy says many Juneau residents reported a lasting change in behavior. An example.
Thermostat settings. We asked folks about where they had their thermostat set before the crisis, during, and then after. And we observed that there was a fairly dramatic turning down of the heat during the crisis, and then people didn't turn it all the way back up to what it was before. So some of the persistent energy conservation is through a new habit of I like to keep my house at a somewhat lower temperature.
Helping others was a major reason people gave for using less electricity. The response shows many people feared Juneau would run out of power, a bit of a surprise since there was never a risk of blackouts.
So it was interesting to see that the sense of community, the sense of pulling together for conservation was often cited as a motivation by respondents.
Nearly a year after the slide, Juneau was still using less electricity. 55% of respondents reported investing in energy efficiency, such as installing additional insulation, changing their heat source, and replacing windows and older appliances. Since the 2008 avalanche, the Lake Dorothy project has come online, boosting Juneau's hydro capacity by 20%. The company increased rates in 2010 and awaits a Regulatory Commission of Alaska decision on another rate hike, so conservation is always relevant. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.